Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week, yes, as the song says, our opening song. It's been a long, hard road. Well, it's been a long, hard week, and this is the end of it, which means it's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. That means that you can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Well, Kate's done it again, folks. She has. She's raised your gas taxes without the vote of the people. Not the vote of the legislature. She raised your utility costs. Now, how can she do this? Well, it's a result of elections giving her and the bureaucracy the power to do that. Doesn't the Oregon Constitution say that those things have to be voted on? Not if you have a Supreme Court that says, nah, Constitution doesn't mean anything. That's the same Supreme Court that is handpicked by Kate Brown. You know, 5 out of 7 members have been appointed by her. That's what you can expect. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. And we are going right to the phones right now because callers are calling in. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
This is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
And, good morning. What I'm calling about, I'm getting...
Yeah, you're cutting in and out, my dear.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's better, yes.
Okay, well, all I wanted to say was everybody to turn it on to StuPeters.tv, and he has a program yesterday with David Jose, and it's a notice to send to the government. It's a jot form that it talks about all state constitutions of the 50 states allows for redress to the government and instruction to our public officials. And anyway, it goes directly to the Senate. And there's another guy called, Renz, RENZ-law.com. And he also has some forms you can download and also send it by letter. And these you can use your local government. So you can send them to governor. You can send it to the school boards. You can send it to the maybe the Oregon Supreme Court, to the all of our officials. There's 10 points that they have on here that allows us to redress our government. It's a good place to start. So I'm hoping everybody will log on and do something about it.
Okay, folks, it is Stu Peters, and it's StuPeters.com or .podbean.com, but just
or
Google
dot
up.
TV.
Yeah, Stu Peters. You can find his website. You can find all those resources. Rosemary just called and talked about. Thank you, Rosemary. Sorry you're cutting in and out. Let's go on to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. What's on your mind today on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. I've been thinking about this for quite a while, but now in this America, we have a culture of lying. That's what everybody's doing is lying about everything. And I saw this, actually, when I was in Vietnam and I was taking guys to the morgue. And I walked into that building and I saw the three walls with all the names and all the divisions on it. And seeing how many people that were killed that week, and then reading in the paper that it was a number much lower than it. And so I paid attention to this for my whole life. Now look what we have. You know, our government is lying about everything, and people are lying about everything. Everybody is lying about something.
And I'm why do you think government does that? Why did they do that when you saw that firsthand in Vietnam, and why do they continue to do it today? What's the reason they do that?
Well, they don't want the people to know the truth. Why do you lie? You want to change the story to fit whatever you're trying to fit, and they were trying to keep the casualties down. But when they would report them in the paper, as my dad would send me, and I went in the morgue with 101st Airborne, and I looked, I said, my God, we lost more people than that. We're just one division up here. And so I knew then, you know, when I was 20, 21 years old, I knew then, why are they lying? Well, haven't they continued to lie? Bill Clinton lied. George Bush lied about the weapon. You know, it goes on and on and on. Look what's going on in this state.
So is it because you think that government people in general, and I'm talking about not just federal government, I'm talking about state government, I'm even some local governments. Is it because you think that they have a kind of an elitist view that the people can't handle the truth, to, you know, quote that famous line from A Few Good Men? Or is it because they just want to be deceptive because they want to push an agenda? Which do you think it is, or is it both?
I think it's both. They don't want you to know the truth, because if you knew the truth, they wouldn't be there. And they just want to control everything about us. Look at what they're doing, all the shots and all this stuff. You know, they're lying about that. I was talking to my lawyer the other day. And I asked him, I said, what's the future going to look like? It's certainly not going to be what we used to think it was, because they're coming up with a new virus every other month.
And it will continue to happen, because that's exactly what viruses do. They mutate and they will use it as control.
Absolutely.
And here's what's interesting, and Freddie, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for your, you know, why do they lie? We don't trust government anymore. So many people don't, because we know we've been lied to. Here's a story that I got out of Natural News, and I forgot who sent this to me. I think it was Timothy. But fully vaccinated, this is out of Scotland. Fully vaccinated in Scotland account for 90% of all COVID deaths since August, according to the government. Sorry about that little glitch, folks. 90% of the COVID deaths in Scotland since August, 90% of them are fully vaccinated people, according to the government data. Now, just think about that for a moment. You just in what Freddie was just talking about. It's safe. It's reliable. You can give it to your kids. 90% of the people that are dying in Scotland since August, people that are fully vaccinated. Government is lying to us, and we know it. And platforms Facebook, Twitter, and others, they're covering up for it. And the mainstream news media is covering up for it. Even Fox News, folks. This is why what you do, what this radio station does, is so important. And this is why you need to go to other platforms and go around the mainstream media go around the censorship media, social media, because they're not going to let the truth out. Now, and I'll have this, by the way, I'll have this on the show planned. You can read this for yourself. Okay? If this is happening in Scotland, is it happening in other places? Like Israel, maybe? Like maybe in America, and it is being so suppressed that we don't know it yet. Some other things going on out there. It is Freedom Friday, however. So what do you want to talk about? You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today on Freedom Friday. That's what it's about. It's got to be political, of course, but what's on your mind? What do you want to get off your chest today? This is your day. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, tomorrow is Saturday at the Reed Opera House. One of our great advertisers, ProBioscience, is going to have a table there. Tomorrow's the big Reed Opera House celebration. Starts at 10 and runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. ProBioscience is going to be there with their table. A lot of other vendors, too. In fact, at from 2 to 4, Santa's showing up, along with a bunch of carolers. I'm going to bring the kids, come down Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 and get your picture taken with Santa and have some fun and just enjoy the festive holiday atmosphere. I mean, it's kind of nice to get back to some sense of normality. Well, the opportunity to buy at a big discount some great CBD products from ProBioscience. Again, this great company based here in Salem that uses only Oregon-grown CBD, highest quality there is. They're going to have special gift bags, special discounts tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Reed Opera House. Come and join them. Some other things happening here in the Northwest. Speaking of Scotland, what did Kate Brown say in Scotland? This is a story in the Northwest Observer. Well, she said communities of color are being disproportionately impacted by climate change. Really? Are they? She said, quote, to put it simply, climate change is hitting Oregon like a hammer in the head. Unquote. I'm here to tell you, quote, that we are a warning for the rest of the world, like the 2020 wildfires of Australia, the droughts of East Africa, the flooding in the landslides of South Asia. Together, we are the canaries in the coal mine if action isn't taken. But I'm also here to tell you that we can tackle climate change and grow our economy at the same time. Oregon is a shining of example of how that can be done. Really? It is? All the money in Oregon's economy isn't coming from changing our economy to a green economy, Kate. It's coming from big tech that you cut special deals with it, and from federal dollars coming in. You're lying again. Too bad.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll go back to the phones on Freedom Friday in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Got to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is a great company that really takes its commitment to taking care of you as the customer sincerely. And how do I know that? Well, it just so happens. I got myself a little old email from one of our listeners, from Linda in Albany. Here's what she wrote about Freedom Heating and Air. The final installation of my new heat pump and furnace has been accomplished. The installation was thorough and accomplished in a manner of professionalism and dependability. Tracy, contact for this company is a gem and a fine asset for this company. Folks, you just can't get a higher recommendation than a customer recommendation to do business with somebody. And that's what you ought to think about with Freedom Heating and Air. They're based out of Salem, but they do a lot of work. Obviously, clear down to Albany. So, you know what? Want to do business with somebody that gets that kind of a recommendation? Then you ought to consider Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Freedomheatingandair, all one word, .net. Or just give them a call, 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Back to the phones on Freedom Friday. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Jeff. You mentioned the governor increasing fees. California, Utah, and Washington, they pay less than 1% fees. Oregon is 10%. Republican Party doesn't do anything, like with Bueller in their candidates. At Dorchester, I was a sponsor. And Bueller wasn't the number one pick. He wasn't the second, and he wasn't the third pick. But the Republican Party supported him. The Republican Party doesn't provide nominees that are conservative. McCain and Romney were never Trumpers, so Obama didn't win. Why do we support the Republican Party financially? What happened to a third party? What about other organizations like the one that you support and started? Why don't they get financial support? Take it from the party.
Well, I mean, if the party's not going to do the basics that have to happen to be successful, I mean, this is, you know why the Democrat Party's successful, Tim? I'll tell you why. Because the unions drive the bus. The unions control the Democrat Party. The unions have all the money, and they make sure that the party's doing the basic things that make it successful. Now, we don't have that scenario in the Republican Party because we don't have one entity on our side that has all the money that's pumping it into the party and demanding that the party do certain things, whether it's in the legislative level or, frankly, at the party level here. Therein lies the difference. You have, you know, leftist collectivist thinking with a lot of money behind it that forces the Democrat Party to actually do the things that win. On our side, we believe in freedom. We believe in liberty. We don't have that kind of cohesiveness. We should, and maybe more people waking up, Tim, will get us to that point. Now, it makes sense for people to support financially candidates or organizations that are doing the things that work. Problem is that that's still disjointed. So how can we bring all of that together on our side and be competitive with the Democrats? Do you have an idea how to do that?
Well, the unions have money. We have just as much money as they do. The unions are organized. We're not. We don't organize by the candidates. We don't organize by the issues. We don't organize by being contrary to what the Democrats want to do. We didn't vote against, or the petition against the governor wasn't because we wanted her to go. The Republican parties didn't have anything to replace it with, her or policies. There was nothing there. Just want to flush her down the toilet.
Flush down Kate Brown. It was a great slogan, but you still got us. I mean, you got to answer that question. All right, so we get rid of her. Who do we get? What do we get? Well, unfortunately, the answer to that was an even worse Kate Brown in the form of Shamia Fagan. Thanks, Tim. Here's a headline for you. And by the way, who sent this to me? One of our listeners sent this to me on Freedom Friday. It was Mike. Senator Ron Wyden tried another sneaky, evil political trick this week and had to retract it. Will Oregon ever wake up? This is a story in The Hill that Wyden blocks advancing the Uyghur bill, a bipartisan bill, to hammer China for its persecution of the Uyghurs. Now, why would Biden do that? Well, because he wanted to extend the child tax credit, which most of the Senate doesn't want to. Now, that fits Wyden with an email from Julie. She says, Ron Wyden is bought and paid for by Nike. The company was his largest singular contributor. The company and its executives contributed $60,000 to his campaign within a two-week period this last September. Nike has contributed over $188,000 to Wyden since he has been in the Senate. The bill in the Senate requiring proof that products or components from products are not made of Chinese forced labor was finally passed by the Senate. Wyden has worked for weeks to disallow this vote. The bill was passed overwhelmingly, expected to be signed by Biden. Nike's anti-American president claims Nike is a company of and for China. By extension, does this mean Wyden is a senator of and for China? Let's go, Brandon. It's 6:30. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. It is 26 minutes till the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. And it's really easy. You pick up the phone, and I get to the phones a lot faster. I quit pontificating. Well, maybe I still do a little, but hey. 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC Talk. And 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. And our liberal buddy, Wilbur, is back with an email. I'll get to that and one from Dwight, and we'll get back to the phones in a moment. But of course, I got to remind you that Pfeiffer Roofing has this great new product that will save you a lot of money and keep your house dry. It's called RoofMax, and you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. RoofMax. It's a soybean-based product. It is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof, and it gives it new life. It just rejuvenates it. You watch a great video about RoofMax and the benefit. One of the benefits is RoofMax costs a fraction of the cost of a new roof. It's a great reason for you to give them a call. Watch the video. Give them a call, 503-647-4725. You can get a free estimate, 647-4725. Go to the website. Watch the video, PfeifferRoofing.com. I'll give you how to spell the name, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. We'll go to the phones. We'll start with Art and then move to another caller. Art, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Jeff, can't we hear what Wilbur had to say?
Man, that's okay, so here's what Wilbur had to say. Merry Christmas. I can think of a few times when conservatives seemed less than perfect. Only nobody was supposed to say anything. I've always had trouble with them. That make any sense to you? I mean, Wilbur. Merry Christmas to you, Wilbur.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Wilbur. He always does things that are just really off the wall. I never claimed to be perfect. I know you never claimed to be perfect.
No. I admit my faults, believe me, and I have plenty of them.
Well, and Wilbur should know that, but he writes these crazy things. Anyways, on to my topic. We haven't heard from Eileen lately either. Johnson & Johnson hey, we can't recommend their vaccine anymore because of the blood clot. Jeff, that's been known for 6 to 8 months, and all they're saying is, you better not take Johnson & Johnson. What about the other vaccines, the myocarditis that they're causing, the et cetera, et cetera? These vaccines are a farce. They don't do anything. And why in the hell don't our leaders get off their butts and promote what works? Ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies. Do you hear our governor saying, hey, if you get spread, we're going to make sure you get the monoclonal antibodies so you don't die? No, not a dang word. Jeff, it's just craziness. But these other vaccines are dangerous. They're killing people. And we got to stop it and start doing the things that we know work.
Well, and you're right about that. And here's the thing. Is what you've, and I'm going to let you go because I need to move on to the next caller, but I'm going to reinforce what you're saying here because it's right. Every one of you that are listening to this show have an opportunity to vote for candidates for public office, especially the legislature and governorship. You need to ask them, why aren't you or are you willing to get out in front and push things like monoclonal antibodies as a alternative, or ivermectin, or hydroxychloroquine? Why aren't you willing to get out in front, or are you willing to get out in front and push that as alternatives to those of us or other people that don't trust these vaccines because of the data that were the actual science, the proof that it's creating these blood clotting issues and other things? This is your opportunity. You need to, exactly what Art just said is what we need to be doing, all of us, to candidates. And then maybe a governor in the future would actually say, you know what, we think monoclonal antibodies is a good thing. Why don't we push that instead of mandating the shot? Let's go to our next caller. Caller, welcome. Who are you, and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
This is Alan.
Hey, Alan.
I got a daughter who's a nurse here, and she was told to get a vaccination. And the thing that bothers me about that is ever since she's had a vaccination, she's been sick twice with COVID.
What? Twice?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm saying I'm worried about her. My other 2 hours are smart. They don't want to get that vaccination. But she went and got it because she wanted to keep her job. Of course, she's got she's got a family and so forth. But the other two daughters aren't getting sick. And I've never, this COVID thing. I don't know what's going on, but last 2 years, I've been healthier than any years my whole life.
Well, Kate would tell you that's because you listened to her and you wore a mask.
No, I don't wear a mask.
She said you had to wear one.
I go into Fred Meyer and I don't wear a mask. I go into Walmart and I don't wear a mask. No. I know what's going on with the mask.
So, here's what's interesting is they're starting to say, in fact, I heard Redfield, the former CDC director, say this, I think it was yesterday or the day before on a Fox Business show, that that the flu disappeared because people were practicing social distancing and wearing masks. And I'm thinking to myself, really, did the flu disappear? How's that possible? Because we wore masks. I mean, really, how is it possible? It's never happened in world history before. The man was lying. In fact, I got to confess this to you, Alan. I started yelling at the television, calling this man a liar because he was lying through his teeth and he knew it. Anybody with half a brain knows that.
Yep.
The flu doesn't just magically disappear for the first time in human history. But it did. And the people believed the lie. Kudos, by the way. Are either one of your other daughters like doing like I'm doing and using ivermectin as a prophylactic?
Actually, they didn't. They've been relatively healthy. They've had mild cases, but they're fine. I think they're relying on their antibodies.
So, yeah, good. Good. I think that's
fine.
Well, Alan, my best to your daughter. It's astonishing that she has gotten sick twice with COVID, even after, and she's fully vaccinated, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, my best to her. Alan, thanks for calling and sharing that with you folks. There you go. There's just more anecdotal proof that the vaccines don't work. Now, they'll tell you, well, remember, they lied to us because they said you got to get vaccinated and you won't get COVID. And then when the science shows that, yeah, you are getting COVID. And there's a story right there of somebody who's been fully vaccinated, gotten it twice. Now they're saying, well, you don't get as sick and it's not filling up the hospitals. It's another lie because the hospitals are, many of their COVID patients, and even in Oregon, are fully vaccinated people. And they will suppress that because you can't trust them. And before I go to Rebecca, it is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you want to talk about today? Anything's on the table politically? I got to remind you, somebody you can trust is Rebecca Donaldson. She is the gold-winning real estate broker who won the Best of the Willamette Valley. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a house, why don't you call her? You know, she won Best of the Willamette Valley for a reason. She's really good at what she does, her and her team. Give them a call. 503-269-0747, 269-0747. Check out her website, rebeccasgothouses.com. rebeccasgothouses.com. Let's go to, speaking of Rebecca, another Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I hope you can hear me.
I can, and it's good.
Good. I'm calling because I'm really concerned about Christians believing that Romans 13 talks about submitting to the government and feeling that you have to submit to the government. And Chris Ann Hall's husband, I don't know his first name, but Mr. Hall, did a teaching that I heard on a video at the River Church. And he talked about, he went through the Bible and all these Bible stories that he told, all involved people who disobeyed the orders given by the government, starting with the midwives in Egypt, where it says that God blessed them because of their disobedience. And it says that in quite a few of the cases, people got blessed. It's not that we should try to disobey just for rebellion's sake, but it's not wrong to disobey an order that's from a source that is has set its heart against God, like the communists have done. The communists hate Christianity. They hate good works. They hate churches. And they desire to eliminate the people who identify as God's people. And anybody who speaks out against the communists becomes a target for them. And so we need to understand that that carefully and with great prayer, we need to stand firm against the way that they're leading us, not just with the vaccines only. They're lying to us about the vaccines, of course. They lie every time they talk. But we need to understand the bigger picture of where they want to, what they want to eliminate God's church.
Well, and they do, and this is why, I mean, this is, you know, this is a Chinese engineered virus with the help of Dr. Fauci. And I'm going to let you go, Rebecca, because I want to, we're just about ready to go to the break here. But here's the reality of this is a Chinese virus. The Chinese are communists. Communism is the opposite of liberty. Liberty comes straight out of the Bible, folks. Communist Chinese thinking is satanic. And this is why people want to, I think it was Art that said, where's Eileen been? There are people like Eileen and others, including the communists, that want to use the COVID virus as an excuse to limit or exterminate Christianity as an ideology, as a religion. And they're talking about it openly. Back in a moment at 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today and your last opportunity to call. Tell me what's on your mind on Freedom Friday. This is the day in Political Coffee, the name of the show, where we let you choose the political topic you want to talk about. It's really easy. Just pick up the phone. Call 503-589-1220. That is the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.lose. Like Mike did, you said Executive Order 21-15. He writes, why is no one talking about this executive order 21-15 that says that Governor Brown is rescinding all COVID restrictions? Folks, I can't find it anywhere. At least I couldn't over the break, at least in mainstream news. I mean, folks, that would be such a huge story. So I replied to Mike and I said, can you tell me where you found that? So if any of you know where apparently, according to him, Kate Brown is rescinding all COVID restrictions with an executive order, if any of you can find it, send it to me. Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Dwight writes an email. Said, Jeff, the headline is no unions in the public sector. FDR. That's Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He writes, Jeff, it surprises me as to how many Americans don't know this. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president who brought us modern labor law, famously believed that collective bargaining does not belong in the public sector. Yes, most Americans have no clue. One of the most famous Democrat presidents who probably maybe on par with Woodrow Wilson and Barack Obama in pushing forward the socialist communist viewpoint into government. That man, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the guy who wanted to pack the Supreme Court, right, because he couldn't get his way with the Supreme Court, that man absolutely strenuously objected to unionization of government employees. And with good reason. There's a story about Salem Kaiser hiring security staff. And they're using at least half of the money from stopping having police officers in the schools. You know, that was that politically correct knee-jerk reaction to Black Lives Matter and all of that. This will be a complete disaster, folks. Is there people who are security people are expected to break up fights because the justification for this is they're having all these fights. Yeah, right. Like that's going to stop the fights. And the justification for getting rid of the cops was because there were more arrests nationally, not in Oregon, but nationally of students of color and minority. Has nothing to do with having a cop with a gun as an absolute symbol of authority in a school. No, they're going to replace him with these warm and fuzzy security people who are unarmed. Yeah, you can see how well that's going to work. And by the way, how's that going to make any difference? In the attitudes of these kids, how's it going to make any difference in the attitude of these kids of color? It isn't. You wait. At some point, Salem Kaiser will have to hire cops with guns. The first time a kid shows up at school with a gun and shoots another student, every one of these school board members ought to be recalled and the superintendent ought to be fired. You wait. It's going to happen. I'm going to predict this. I don't want it to happen, and I pray it doesn't. But it will. Let's go to the phones. Caller, who are you, and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday? Hey, caller, are you there? Oh, you left. Call back. You got like 3 minutes. I'll take your call right away. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. I want to remind you, if you're looking for a contractor to work in your home or maybe in your business and not disrupt it, you should really talk to the folks at Righteous Renovations. Check out their website, righteousrenovations.com. That's what they're good at, doing kitchen and bathroom remodels and not disrupting your life. And if you've ever done one, and I've done both myself, and if you're not on it and you don't get it done, man, does it mess up your world at home. But if you got a business and it's the same thing, you want, and you know you have to do some work in a business, you got to do it fast because it really does disrupt your business. Righteous Renovations specializes in coming in, getting the job done right the first time, and doing it the way you want it done. Check out the great before and after pictures on their website, RighteousRenovations.com, and the great customer testimonials, RighteousRenovations.com. So, friends, as we close out this week, you know, we're getting close to Christmas. And, you know, we need to remember the reason for the season, right? That is, you know, we're celebrating Christ's birth. We're not commanded to do that in Scripture, but we are commanded to observe his death. Now, it's likely, according to many biblical scholars, that Christ was not born on the 25th of December. In fact, it may not have been in December at all. But it doesn't matter. In reality, it doesn't matter. And yes, I know so much of Christmas has become pagan. And it has. Just like Easter has. Easter is the time that we should place actually a greater importance on Christ's death. It is by his dying that gives us that freedom, that liberty to be free of sin, the law of sin and death, the guilt and shame that goes with it. Because sin is real. We've all done it. We all know how it impacts our lives and our world and other people around us. Some sins are greater than others, but sin is sin. Christ died so that we could be free of that. It's why we celebrate liberty. It's one of many reasons. But you can't have, and I understand it, you can't have a celebration of Christ's death and his resurrection if you don't have his birth to have happened. So as you are contemplating what you're going to be doing next week when we will all be celebrating Christmas a week from this coming Saturday, just think about maybe reading the Christmas story out of the Bible. Christ, remember that he really is the reason that we are celebrating Christmas, a wonderful time. So have a great attitude. Go down to the Reed Opera House this Saturday. and we'll talk to you on Monday.